Jason Fraley with WTOP Radio.
Hey, Jason Ryan.
Nice to meet you. What's the significance of having this event about such a movie in the U.S. Navy Memorial, the premiere here?
Oh, well, I think having the premiere of the U.S. Navy Memorial is certainly pays a tribute to the life of Chris Kyle and to all the service of the men and women in uniform. Obviously, Navy Memorial because he was in the Navy, but I'm Army. I have no problem with that. But, you know, yep. But I think it was just important to have it here in D.C. just in general. I mean, this is where most of our military decision-making takes place, and I think it's a strong statement of just the importance of our military community and how Hollywood perceives it.
When did you become aware of the Chris Kyle story?
Oh, I have no idea. It almost kind of snuck in there. I mean, it just became something that you knew about after a while.
Right.
So I can't really say for sure when I had first heard about it. But I know when he was killed, that's really when the story of Chris Kyle really became almost omnipresent in the veterans community. It was such a tragic loss, especially for a veteran who was trying to help his fellow veterans.
Speak a little bit to how the veterans community will react to it in terms of the authenticity and, you know, how Eastwood either succeeded or not.
I hope they'll receive it positively because I think the authenticity, could be up for debate, but I think the way that the filmmakers handled the subject matter was very respectful to the experiences of men and women in uniform. And what I mean by that is the part of the movie that really spoke to me was when he came home. So the way that he interacted with his family, some of the struggles he had really relating to his wife, but then also I feel like the film made VA care approachable in that it didn't portray Chris Kyle as a victim or a broken or someone who was broken, but just someone who needed to sit down and take in everything that he had just been through, contextualize it, and find a new way to serve. And that was the important part of the film, at least for the line of work that I do, is inspiring veterans to find a new way to serve. I mean, survivor guilt is a real thing. And I think some other films have tried to touch on it in the past, but this one, I think, really presented it in a way that will resonate with veterans to be like, okay, you know, it's not up to me to go back for every single tour until the job is done. There are other ways that I can serve the military and veterans community.